We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
First two-game sweep of Iowa State since 1995. Austin Reeves will stop and pop right, elbows good. Down the lane, to the glass and in. Long rebound goes to Mo Gibson. He'll float it back up and in. Pump fake, steps in, shoots a 17-footer. Doesn't even ripple the net, it's so pure. Throws up a 10-footer, around and around and in. Into the paint, high dribble corner. Jalen Hill, a high arcing three is good. Three on one, ahead to Harmon. Harmon to the rim, got it, hand one. And Harkless alley-oop to Man-Man for the flush. Now he alley-oops to Victor for the slam. Feeds Harkless deep, layup good. Down the lane, oh, he got three and laid it in. Bangs to his man, no call. Missed it, got his own rebound and put it back in. Bounce ahead, Gibson for a three. It's a Moish bomb. Down the lane, off the glass. No, there's Kirk Webb. Missed it, back iron. Rebound, Webb again to Gibson for three. And that time they get it. Pull up, long jumper, three-pointer. That's a dagger. It's been a decade in the making. But the Sooners have finally snapped the spell of Hilton Magic.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Cut off, step back, three ball up. Got it! Wow!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
All right, welcome to Rudy's, everybody. It is Sooner Sports Talk time. You know, March is less than a week away. The madness is right around the corner, folks. Down the stretch we come of the college basketball season. So it's time to get serious. Coming up in the next half hour, Sherry Cole will be alongside. Her team's hot. They've won three of their last four road games, including a victory last night down in Fort Worth, lopsided win over TCU. But right now, we'll talk to the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. You just saw he got the win at Iowa State on Saturday. Please welcome Lon Kruger, everybody. Howdy, coach.
Toby, good evening. How's everyone doing there?
We're doing good. Spirits are high, coach. I think everybody's excited about Bedlam coming up. this weekend.
It's an unusual to be playing them so late in the season for the first time, and then to play virtually back-to-back Saturday, Monday. But that's great, and they're really playing well. You know, Coach Boynton has done a fantastic job. They've got great energy. They're playing with great confidence. They've got maybe the most athletic team in the league in terms of just raw quickness across the board. And then, of course, a lot of good players around, you know, Cade Cunningham, who's a terrific player. So they've got all the pieces. They've put it together, and they've played very well.
Reminds me a little bit of maybe your NBA days, Coach, when you would have a series, you know, a best of five or a best of seven or whatever, and you play a game and then coaches make adjustments and you see how it plays out in game two. This is going to be fascinating to see how it unfolds.
It'll be interesting coming out of the game on Saturday to see, you know, you got one day, really, day and a half to kind of learn from what happened in the first game and try to anticipate what the other team's going to do to counteract some stuff. Then you try to do something to counteract what they're thinking about. So that's the way it is. But it's an exciting time of the year, like you said, right around the corner from March, and guys are excited to play again. When you don't play well, and certainly, you know, credit Kansas State for that on Tuesday, then you're anxious to get back out there and try to get that off your mind and come back with a better performance.
All right, let's circle back and talk about that Iowa State game. Opening segment brought to you by Noble McIntyre, McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. We go back to Saturday, Coach, and this was a roller coaster of a game. Boy, you played great basketball in the first half, building this 21-point lead.
Opened the game very sharp. The guys moving the ball. I thought defensively really active, really on top of things. Good connection defensively. Created some defensive, you know, pressure turnovers into offense. Moved the ball well. Shot the ball well. Really, really good way to open a ball game on the road.
Sooners raced out to a 21-point first half lead. There's Jalen Hill with the three in the corner. They're up two touchdowns. Here they are doing what they do, forcing turnovers, getting in the open floor. Harmon with the and one on that end, and it looked like we were headed for a blowout early. Another turnover. This will lead to an alley-oop to Alondis Williams. And that's when you're flowing, Coach, when you guys can get into the open floor like that.
Well, absolutely. We've done that a lot of times off of our defense. When the defense is active and getting some deflections and some steals, getting anyone can bring it out of backcourt, they you know, finish plays well. So that's when, like you say, we're at our best.
We fast-forwarded here quite a bit. Iowa State got hot on you, started hitting some threes, actually took a lead, but you had the answer down the stretch, and that guy right there gave you some big minutes. Kirk Weth was big for you.
Kerr did, yeah. Really good play there from EJ out to Davion for a big bucket. But Kerr was really good throughout, but the second half especially, did a good job of, making it, you know, protecting the rim. Got a couple blocks there. There are big guys inside. I thought he did a good job of getting some stops there that were critical in the ballgame.
Getting to the free throw line was pivotal in this one. You see OU plus 12 on free throw makes, 16-4. And they win it by 10, first win in Ames since 2011. And, Coach, I'm going to guess that was a pretty fun trip home for your team.
It was, really, to win and to learn a lot. You're always looking forward to doing that because we got off to a good start. They got hot in early in the second half. We didn't handle that very well offensively. Then had a really good stretch the last, I think, 11 minutes when they took the lead. We gave up 10 points in that last 11 minutes. So guys did what they needed to do to come away with a good road win, and always nice to travel home after a win.
All right, that's Iowa State. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Kansas State game up in Manhattan. We'll do more previewing of the back-to-back bedlams coming up. Final week of the season is upon us. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. to make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun, and you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community. And your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
I'm Noble McIntyre.
And I'm Jordan Klinger of McIntyre Law.
The devastation of losing a loved one is impossible to measure. When it happens because of someone else's negligence, the grief can be overwhelming. Wrongful death cases are unique.
Whether the cause was an automobile, semi, motorcycle, medical malpractice, or job-related accident, we can help.
If you want to know more about your family's rights, call us. The consultation is free. We love what we do, and we're good at it. We are trial lawyers. Call McIntyre Law today.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Norman's Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center, where you get the 7-day clean car guarantee. Now you can join the Cruisin' Mobile Text Club. Text CRUISE and the number 1 to 30400 and receive a free car wash courtesy of Cruisin' Auto Spa, located at 1235 West Main in Norman. Make sure you visit their website for more information. CruisinAutoSpa.com. Messaging and data rates may occur.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm-fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
To the rim, and he lays it in uncontested. Gibson, his first look from three, and he splashes it home. He'll try a three again. Got it this time. Alonda stepped through, Euro by his guy, and put it home. Two on two. Harkless free throw line jumper. Good. Drives him into the paint. Lobs to Brady, who lays it up and in. Behind his back, into the paint, stumbling out to Harkless for a three. Drive. Bam. 33 seconds. Bounce to Hill. Hill to the rim for the slam. Hill drive it. Locked loose, but Bryant the steal with one. Half-court shot the other way. It's good.
All right. Well, now good. Fight your tail, though. Guard doing a great job on the perimeter, guys. Fighting Culver really hard down inside. Now go right back out. Pick it right back up, right?
Harmon's got an alley right to the rim. Lays it up with the right hand and in. Reeves has it left side. Low by drive, got to the block, pivot, turn around, foul, got it, and one. Reeves, Jimmy Shake, drive to the block, right hand, layup is good. Penetrates the arc, gets to the block, contested by Manning, distant. Harkless has the rebound. Push ahead, all the way ahead of the back, it's Bo Gibson. He'll skip pass out, Gibson an open three, look, got it. Left side, Harkless, he'll drive, left alone, and he lays it in. Manning, quick trigger three, Brady, got it. Gives to Brady, corner, Gibson for three, got it. Out to McNeil for an open. at home. Between his legs, McNeil a three, high arcing shot is good out of the heavens. To McNeil for the tie, and he hit it. 15 to shoot. Beats Gibson circling. Gibson drives, lays it up, blew a tire on the way and made it anyway. Long two-pointer is short, got his own rebound, fires it back up, missed it. Rebound to Manic, and we're going to overtime in Morgantown. Reeves, no good, and we're going to overtime number two.
Step ball moving down here. Everyone engaged, right?
Second overtime, tipped control to Harkless. Harkless to the rim, layup good, and a foul. Brady, corner pass to Gibson. He gets free, right wing three, Mo Gibson. Five to shoot, got to take it. Blow by to the rim, hard to finish, it's got it. Sooners double overtime to Morgantown. McBride's got it. Looking. Lobs to Culver down low. Knocked loose. Got it back. Layup blocked. Batted around. Got it back. Missed it. He missed it. And Yukonon hits the wagon. Put the ponies in the board. Oklahoma goes into Morgantown. And in double overtime, they sweep the Mountaineers.
Feels like that game was a long time ago. We haven't had one of these Sooner Sports Talk shows since then because of the winter weather. Good recap there, and well, it was a fun trip. Double overtime win up in Morgantown. Let's take a look now at our play of the game brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma from that win over Iowa State. Coach, it was late, and Austin Reeves has a knack for applying the dagger when you need it, and he did that right here with under a minute to go.
Yeah, he really did. Up seven there. He wanted to get it late in the clock and then get a good shot up. And Austin got good rhythm and stepped into it and took it out to 10-point lead with under 40 to go. So felt pretty good after that possession. And Austin has a knack of doing that quite often.
That's our play of the game brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma. You know, Austin's MO this year, Coach, has seemed to be let the game come to him. He's much more aggressive late in the game than he is early. Is that by design, by you?
Not necessarily. We'd like to see him do it for 40 minutes if he can do that. But he does a good job of, getting into the flow of the game, getting the ball moving, getting other people involved. But guys know that when it's on the line that he wants the ball, and he's delivered many times.
All right, let's talk Kansas State. You made a midweek trip Tuesday night, late Tuesday night, up to Manhattan. And it was a battle, Coach. You knew it would be going up there. It always is. The Cats end up coming out on top as they put you in the white jerseys by wearing. Were those the jerseys you wore in the day, Coach? Did you have the lavenders?
We did. We did. Junior year in 73 was the first time I think we broke those out. Coach Hartman, that's kind of out of character for him to do something like that. So we were kind of excited about it. Got a lot of flack on the road for sure. People thought there was a little bit of a soft nature to that lavender top, but we were proud of it, and certainly Kent State played well. They played well on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was a little too flashy for Jack Hartman back in the day. Well, tell us, give us your reaction to how this game unfolded, Coach.
Yeah, it was a hard-fought game. The defenses both ways made it tough to score, and we just offensively were putting too much pressure on our defense. We're just not having very good offensive possessions. The ball was hanging up. We taking one too many dribbles, getting into the paint, didn't make decisions we have to make when we get there, and consequently we came away with too many empty possession. So we got to keep working at it. Defensively, we've been pretty consistent. Offensively, we got to make a lot of progress here very quickly.
Was this performance concerning for you, or do you feel like maybe you were due one of these?
We hadn't had one of these on the year yet. And yet, I guess get back to the Xavier game. I thought we learned a lot from that one, and hopefully we'll learn a lot from this one because guys have done a really good job throughout the year. They put themselves in good position to have high standards for themselves. We didn't play to that standard against Kansas State. And again, give Kansas State a lot of credit. Coach Weber's team's always going to fight hard. They were coming off of a good win at TCU. They were feeling good about what they did. And And we let him hang in there, and then they made some big threes there late to win a ball game.
Yeah, you got to give Mike McGurl credit. I mean, you had a six-point lead late, and he came up clutch on senior night to hit three big threes late like he did. That was a big-time basketball.
It was. No, the big-time shots by him. We were right there, but needed to be there a little bit tougher.
Assist numbers down the last couple of days. I know we talked after the game, I think in the post-game show, you'd like to see the ball movement maybe a little bit more?
For sure, yeah. The ball's hanging up just too much. You know, we're taking that just ball, we're delivering it just a half count late. You know, we're thinking about maybe, you know, turning the corner instead of just getting into a gap and drawing that second defender and moving the ball more crisply. We've got to do that. We have to make better decisions, have to make stronger plays when we do get the ball to the paint.
Long time between home games here, Coach. It wasn't supposed to be that way, but the postponements got to you. By the time you play Saturday, it will have been 3 weeks since you last played in the Lloyd Noble Center. Does that wear on a team at all when you haven't been in front of a friendly crowd in that long?
Well, it's nice to be back home for sure. We recall the last few times we've been here, the crowds have been great, and we need that again, of course, on Saturday, and we expect that to be the case, and guys are looking forward to it. Again, coming off of a game where we didn't play well, get back home against a very good opponent, Oklahoma State, be a good atmosphere, and Bedlam's always a little extra special, and guys understand that.
I'm not talking about the actual game, but everything else around it. Are road trips more taxing this year than in a normal year? Do you find them a little more tiring on a team than normal?
Don't know that they're really that much different. You go on the road, you got to think about maybe, on occasion we've taken a couple buses instead of one bus. You got to think about social distancing. You got to think about, of course, wearing the mask all the time and all the things that go with COVID-related situations. But as far as, you know, when you're leaving, what you're doing once you get there, really not too much difference. You just have to add the burden, like all players on all teams, of the COVID protocols.
All right, here's our Academy Sports and Outdoors question of the night for you. Academy Sports and Outdoors for all of your officially licensed Sooners gear. Coach, do you look at the upcoming slate of games virtually back-to-back-to-back here as a good tune-up for tournament play?
Yeah, this is exciting. We're 1 week left in regular season, so they're very, very tough, upcoming games. But really, when you're in the Big 12, you got a three-game stretch, you know it's going to be tough, and we've got that. Two of them at home, one in Stillwater, and the challenge, the exciting part, is the challenge to line up and see if we can prepare to play better than Oklahoma State on Saturday. And then when that one's over, we'll have a quick turnaround to the same challenge for the game on Monday. And then, of course, Longhorns coming in here next Thursday. So it's a great week. If you're a basketball player and you're associated with the game, is one you definitely look forward to.
There's a whole lot of orange coming our way in the next week, folks, of different shades. And we'll take a timeout. When we come back, let's talk about that. The matchup with the Cowboys, and the Big 12 has made its announcement as to how this buffer week's going to work. We now know we get a Red River Showdown a week from tonight. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Anheuser-Busch. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Riverwind, still the one. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU and the only place you can get the OU Visa debit card and gift card. Flash your Sooner spirit with every purchase with the OU debit card. It's the most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, do all your shopping in one spot and spread your Sooner loyalty with the OU gift card. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
OU graduates can win $20,000 from MidFirst Bank. If you're a December 2020 or May 2021 graduate, then you're eligible for the Seize the Day with 20K sweepstakes. Simply register your MidFirst debit card and start earning entries. Each purchase with your debit card now through May 31st earns you an additional entry. Don't miss this chance to add $20,000 to your graduation from MidFirst Bank. Visit midfirst.com/OU20K today to register your card. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies Patriot of the Game at patriot.pacs.ou.edu. The Bedlam Series is fueled by Phillips 66. Live to the full. And brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, Homeland, Oklahoma Blood Institute, and Anheuser-Busch.
It's time for our Big 12 report presented by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Go to kincaidcoach.com to learn more. This is a wild year, folks. Every win and loss shuffles you up, down, two, three, four spots. Look at that. Kansas in third place has more victories than the first place team. Kansas is going to get all their games in and have a week and a half to sit around. Meanwhile, Baylor's going to have seven to make up, and they're not going to get them all. It's a crazy year. OU right now, bottom line, fourth place, .004 behind Kansas in third place. But things could change and will. As we welcome you back, one final segment here with Lon Kruger, and then Sherry Cole is going to slide in. Let's talk about the matchup with the Cowboys coach. Cade Cunningham might be the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. What challenge does he present? NBA draft, by the way.
Yeah, he could probably do either. He's such a good athlete from an instinct standpoint, great vision on the floor, great skill set, handles the ball well in the crowd. He sees the floor at 6'8". He can see the floor, pass the ball out of double teams, shooting the ball much better than maybe anyone projected him to do in his freshman year, which makes him even more difficult to guard. But he's a terrific player, and they've got really good players around him. So it's not just a Cade Cunningham thing. It's a lot of good players around an exceptional player.
Well, Caleb Boone is one of them who has really improved for them this year. 6'9", big man. He's come on and been very productive for them this in conference play, especially.
Extremely, yeah. He came on at the end of last year. I thought he played really well and showed great strides of improvement. This year he's playing great. He's a great finisher in the paint, left hand, right hand, either one. But he's got a knack of just getting the ball in the basket. And he's long-rangey, blocks shots, so a terrific low-post player for them.
Within the last couple of days, the Big 12 announced how next week is going to work with all the games in the buffer week. You guys get one of your two. You're going to play Texas at home on Thursday night in the Lloyd Noble Center. The Baylor game will not be made up. Are you happy with how the Big 12 handled everything, Coach?
I think they handled it as well as you could. Going in, you knew you had this week of makeup opportunity. Didn't know how many. Like you say, Kansas is they made up one that was canceled during the year already, so they're going to play all 18. Where Baylor's going to maybe get in 14. So it's different, which we expected it. It's a COVID season, and you line up and play when the Big 12 tells you to play, and do the best you can.
If you had your druthers, would you have liked to have gotten them both in, Baylor and Texas?
Oh, of course, yeah. Anytime you can play the full slate, again, it's a basketball game. Players love to play. Anytime you take one away, it's a little bit disappointing. But we understand it doesn't work out perfectly for everyone, and we have no complaints about anything. We've got to line up, and three games left, and they're all against a really good team, so we'll have our hands full.
We're excited to be back in the LNC. I know you are. I think one guy who's especially going to be excited is Brady Manick. He has shot well in that arena. He has shot the ball well against Oklahoma State in his career as well. I'm sure he's going to be glad to be home.
No question. Brady, has been working hard at it. We expect him to finish strong, and all the guys are pulling for him, and we think he will.
All right, so 2 o'clock on Saturday will be Bedlam Round 1. That one is in Norman. Then they'll turn around and travel up to Payne County. 8 o'clock Monday night, Big Monday, up in Stillwater. A week from tonight, next Thursday, will be the Red River Showdown in Norman. Coach, thanks for your time tonight. We appreciate it as always, and good luck against the Cowboys.
Thanks, Toby. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Lon Kruger, everybody, and we'll take a timeout. When we come back, Sherry Cole. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies Patriot of the Game at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community. And your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 31 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond. Contact ptcentral.org today. Physical Therapy Central, proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I saved a lot this year because I called a pro.
I am calling State Farm.
Hey.
I gotta make a phone call.
We got that coverage here. Protect your car and home.
I am calling State Farm. Hey. I gotta make a phone call.
You can just call now. Use a little bit of great race with a little bit of great jam. Look at my quote now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Landers Auto Group of Norman. Just like the Sooners, our goal isn't just to win. It's to make them remember our name, to make them remember who we are, to show everyone why we do what we do and why we do it so well. We didn't become the best by chance. There are no coincidences here. We work tirelessly, and above all, we don't give up. Giving up has never been an option. So ask yourself, what does driving tradition mean to me? Is it dependability, determination, or unwavering confidence? Because those are the principles that drive us and your Oklahoma Sooners. We strive to make every OU fan proud, and we'll keep doing that time and time again. That's driving tradition. This is Landers Auto Group of Norman, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Visit LandersChevroletNorman.com and LandersCDJRNorman.com. Driving tradition.
Robertson, that little hesitation, looks off the tee pitch and goes to the hole.
I'm telling you.
Gregory for three, and it's a 10-0 run by Oklahoma. Here's Robertson for three, knocks it down. Robertson, quick pull of the trigger. There's that quick shot we were talking about. William pulls the trigger, buries it. Three, Robertson left open for three, and you can't do that. She will nail it.
Welcome back to Rudy's. That was quite a performance last night by Taylor Robertson and the Sooners. They go down to TCU and win 76-60 on the road. And we welcome in now the head coach of the Sooners, Sherry Cole. Good evening, coach.
Hey, Toby. How are you?
I'm doing good. Not as good as you, though. Your team was special last night.
Thank you. I was pleased with how we played offensively, defensively, adhering to the strategy, to the game plan. I thought we did a lot of really, really good things. Maybe Taylor Robertson's best game as an Oklahoma Sooner.
Wow.
Just so complete on both ends of the floor. Maddie being an integral part of what goes on, but yet only takes like 9 shots in the game. Tatum, the defense that she played on Lauren Hurd, just a lot of really, really good things.
Well, let's start by taking a look at the highlights from last night, that 16-point win down in Fort Worth, 76-60, OU over TCU. Take us through these, Coach. You got out to a good start and a big second quarter.
Well, I think the foundation of all this was the way that we defended Lauren Hurd for them. She has been everything for them. She's their offense. She's their defense. She's their rebounder. She is the central point of everything they do offensively. So she had 38 points at West Virginia. She gets fouled a ton by going to the rim. We were able to thwart her a little bit. Tatum did an unbelievable job on her. The whole team, really, as we trapped her a lot to try to get the ball out of her hand. But it started there. You see the play from Tatum where she just takes the ball from her. Lauren Hurd is a first-team All-Big 12 caliber player as well. So a great job she did there. And then just offensively, I think we have a great rhythm together. We understand one another. We play toward our strengths and away from our weaknesses. We share the basketball. There's a lot of selflessness on the floor. And there's also a very tangible growing confidence on the floor, a confidence in one another. And so I thought that was really maybe the developing story from last night was we were playing basketball. I sent our team a text earlier that just was a collection of clips from the game that I just put the heading playing basketball, where there's call to action and people are just making plays based on what the defense is doing. And you just saw a clip there of T-Rob going vertical, and then that shot right there, I just kind of shook my head like, I don't know what you do about that. That was impressive.
I don't know what you do about her in general. She was fantastic. There you see 53-27 here late in the third quarter. The rout is on. Even Tater getting some offensive rebounds and putbacks down there. Maddie Williams, the putback, and just a very impressive road performance.
Yeah, you know, Tot comes in and gets, I think, 7 rebounds, none bigger than that one she got at the end of the third for the putback, which just sort of gave us more breathing room. Skylar Vann comes off the bench and makes big-time plays, just smart stuff, moving without the ball, getting herself in a position to take advantage of a mismatch or be opportunistic. But if I had a game ball, I'd go to this kid that you got on the screen right now. Tatum Vitenheimer was fantastic. Just her toughness, her floor game. I think she had 6 assists and no turnovers and guarded Hurd for the entire night and held her in check and frustrated her and wore her out. Just did a fantastic job defensively.
Opening segment with Sherry brought to you by Noble McIntyre. McIntyre Law's the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. Dive deeper into that for me. What was the strategy against Hurd so effective for you?
Get it out of her hand as quickly as you possibly can. Get it out of her hand and don't let it go back. That's a team effort. You know, it may be the trap on the ball, but it's got to be the other 3 people rotating out and the people coming out of the trap, rotating back to matchups. It doesn't just happen with 1 or 2 guys. It happens with 5 guys paying attention to the strategy. So I just loved our tenacity defensively. I thought we were very dialed in and focused on the main thing and very, very connected. And played hard, and after the game had as much juice as we had before the game. It's just amazing how that works, Toby.
Taylor Robertson had 26 points. That's big. 6 threes. She's had bigger games, though. Why do you say last night might have been her best game?
Because of everything she did. Taylor has been fantastic laterally. She's as good east and west as any kid I've ever been around. When she adds north and south to her game, she becomes virtually impossible to guard. And, you know, it's one of those things where you don't have to be fast. You just have to be able to counter the threat that you present. So when she pulls up, as on that play right there, just because she backs up a second, the defense has to honor that potential shot. And when they do, then she has an advantage on a step to the rim. And then when they do, don't. She has the three, as you see in the last two clips there. So just taking advantage of that. But to me, the total game is she got rebounds. Defensively, she used her fast eyes. Her legs and feet may not be really fast, but her eyes are, and that's significant in the sport of basketball. So she came up with steals and with deflections as she was running through passes out of the traps that we were setting on Lauren Hurd. So I just think it was a complete game for Taylor. I told her afterward, I thought it was an All-American caliber performance. I really did.
That was a lot of football terminology in there.
Was
going
it?
North and south and the east and west. And is that something that she has just given herself permission to do as far as driving and getting to the basket? Is that something you've been trying to coach her to do that's just now catching on? Or tell us about the kind of the progress of that.
Push. She can do it. It's just not comfortable. It's way more comfortable for her to play side to side. So the Iowa State, we got like a, I don't know what's happening out here.
What's going on there, Coach?
I don't know. I'm in the tunnel and the bowels of the Lloyd Noble Center. It sounds like there's the Daytona 500 going on. I have no idea what's happening. No, T-Rob is terrific side to side, but she's just not as comfortable going north to south. She can do it. She's just not as comfortable. And in the Iowa State game, I challenged her, just go north and south. Get to the free throw line once a quarter. We'll all go to Mahogany and have a steak dinner. I promise. Just go to the basket. And she really tried. To her credit, she tried hard and sometimes looked uncomfortable and sometimes didn't get the calls. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you become. And I thought she looked very in the middle of her lane, for lack of a better term, in Fort Worth last night. She just had the ball on a string and had the defender attached to her and did whatever she wanted.
Why have you played so well on the road over the last month or so?
Who knows? Why is anything happening in this season, you know?
Yeah.
The great thing about our team is just whatever happens, we move seamlessly on to the next thing. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's shocking, whether it's predictable, we just move on to the next thing. And that's been our ace, if you will. We're just able to keep going. And so I don't think it matters to these guys if they're playing in Norman or Morgantown or Fort Worth or wherever. They're just step by step getting better at playing basketball together.
Yeah. That rhythm on offense that you talked about is noticeable, and it's been coming along here for the last several weeks. It's fun to watch. I mean, behind the scenes, I don't know what has led to this point, but everybody seems to know where they're supposed to be, where everybody else is going to be. The backdoor feeds, the extra pass, all that kind of stuff you dream about as a head coach, they're doing that for you right now.
Yeah, very rewarding. Culmination of a lot of teaching, a lot of listening, a lot of experience. You know, guys just grow up. And as freshmen and sophomores, they do a lot of almost, you know. They see it, but it's a second late, and they throw it anyway, and that's a turnover. And everybody goes, oh, my gosh, these guys suck. They're not any good. And then they grow up, and they see it on time, and they throw it. And you wonder, what is happening here? Like, you can't make this up. Add it to the list, Toby.
I've been told they are setting up for gymnastics.
Okay.
In the Lloyd Noble Center. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've been told. So.
I feel a bit like I'm in a danger zone. If I had maybe a helmet, I don't know.
KJ Kindler is making a lot of noise down there. That's what I'm telling you right now. Why don't we take a commercial break, and we'll make sure you're safe. We'll get you a helmet, security over there and everything. And we'll talk about what's coming up next for your team when we come back. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
Saving money is good, but saving money and time is even better. Simple, safe, and quick, the My Phillips 66 app saves you up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas, so you can focus on going and saving. Download today so you can save more to go more. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay within the My Phillips 66 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2021.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Remember that mammogram you postponed? The colonoscopy? Your yearly physical? Now's the time to get it done. Mercy is ready for you with COVID-19 safety precautions in place at all hospitals and clinics. So let's take care of that emergency, that achy hip, or follow up with your specialist. See how to come back safely and schedule your visit at mercy.net/comeback. Go to mercy.net/comeback. At Mercy, your safety is our life's work.
Pizza Hut has a winning tradition of their own. We have been home to the original stuffed crust pizza for over 25 years. An extra playful pizza you want to eat backwards. This pizzeria-style crust with a ring of melted cheese baked right in will take your game day favorites to the next level. Select either of our contactless options with delivery or curbside pickup when you order for a safe experience. There's only one home for original stuffed crust pizza. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best. To find an agent near you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Thank you to our cornerstone television partners, OU Health, Anheuser-Busch, and the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, and OU Health.
Big 12 Report brought to you by Kincaid Coach. Here's what it looks like right now. You see the Sooners keep climbing, 6-8 after the win over TCU. It's so weird to see nobody. Oh, we do a tie down there, don't we? That makes my heart happy. TCU and Kansas tied at 3-12. Normally this time of year we got ties all over the place, but nobody's played the same number of games. All right, here's a live shot of what's going on right down the hall from where Sherry Cole is doing this interview. There you see it, Coach. They are setting up for, I think, a quad meet of gymnastics that is coming up this weekend. So. Were you a gymnast back in the day, Coach?
Definitely not. I could do a headstand, really? But that's about as far as it went.
I was a pommel horse specialist.
Ooh, I can actually see that?
That's not true. No, you can't see that at all. You're a liar. Sherry Cole with us, our final segment. I got a question for you from the fans out there, Coach. Almost every roster has a player or two that you could see coaching someday. What about this team? Who do you think is going to be a coach?
Taylor Robertson, Tatum Bitenheimer, boom, boom.
Easy.
No question in my mind. What they see, where their passion originates from, Kids that love the sport, love the game, and see things and want to make an impact. And I can see both of them being fantastic coaches.
That's your Rudy's Anywhere, Sooners Everywhere question of the night here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Wanted to ask you about Maddie Williams. We got a little bit of time left here. Special season that she's having for you can't be overestimated, can it? Or overstated.
Yeah, you know, her numbers like last night were a little bit underwhelming by Maddie Williams standards, 9 shot attempts, I think. But one of the things that makes her so phenomenal, I think, is the way that she can move in and out of being the go-to guy when you need her to get 45 or the beautiful supporting cast member when you need her to get 15 or 16. It's kind of like J.K. Simmons, the guy that stars in Whiplash, but he's also in the Farmers Insurance commercials. He can be the lead guy, or he can be the guy over playing the role, the character role, or the guy in the commercial. Maddie can do all those things seamlessly, and I think few are the people who can make that move from one thing to the other. She is the anchor that allows everybody else around her to play authentically in their lane. And that is like one of those things that instead of 2 + 2 = 4, it equals 400. So that's how instrumental she is in what we're able to do right now.
Hey, you got several ladies having special seasons, and she's right at the top of that list. Let's take a look at the road ahead now. We are coming up on the final week of the season, and the Big 12 has stacked them up here at the end. You've got Texas coming up on Saturday. That one will be at the on the road, but then 3 straight home games after that. Texas Tech on Monday, TCU Thursday, Kansas State to wind up the season a week from Sunday. So let's talk about that Texas game. That's the one right in front of us. You played them here. Charlie Collier had a big day, 32 points, 15 rebounds in that one. How do you go about trying to slow her down if possible?
Well, she's a handful because she's one of the best post players in the country. But I do think that it helped us tremendously to play back-to-back-to-back 3 of the best post players in America, mm-hmm. because it made us understand how important it is for 5 people to defend the one. And I don't mean 5 people are crowding around Charlie Collier, but you have to pressure the ball, you have to be in hoop, you have to front the post. Those things have to be in concert with one another. And I think the experience of playing those 3 teams, and Texas was right in the middle of that experience for us, that was important for us to learn from. And I think we'll be better at it now. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to be able to keep her from having an unbelievable night. She's a terrific basketball player. But I think we're better prepared for dealing with what she brings to the table than we were at the time when we played them first. And I just think our collective confidence is better. I think we understand our strengths, and we're playing toward those, and our confidence is growing, and we're excited about the opportunity to go to Austin.
I think we'd be remiss if we got out of here without talking about Skylar Vann. She's really becoming productive for you.
You know, she is one of the most opportunistic players I think I've ever coached. She just finds herself in the right place at the right time, and she's confident enough to do the right thing while she's there. She never gets in her own way, and I don't know if we talk about that as being a strength of players enough, but she is just a kid that lets herself have success, and I think there's something to be said for that. And her teammates believe in her, and they love her being on the floor because she's the guy that's going to fly in and get that offensive rebound when you got to have it. And she's just making the most of the minutes that she has on the floor and growing smarter and smarter as a basketball player with every experience that she gets.
In 30 seconds, how do you get in your own way?
Oh, I need more than 30 seconds to talk about that. But I think you think too much. You think about what just happened and about what you want to happen, about what you wish would happen, instead of our saying for our team is be where your feet are, instead of being present in the moment and letting your awareness guide you to do whatever you do next. It's all about trusting your instincts, but boy, we can get in our own way.
Great stuff. Coach, great win at TCU. Good luck down at Texas, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Keep playing great basketball.
Thank you, Toby. Appreciate you.
That's Sherry Cole. It's going to be a fun weekend, folks. You got the Red River Showdown there for the women down in Austin in the Superdrum at 1 o'clock. We've got Bedlam going on here in Norman for the men at 2 o'clock. Going to be a big Saturday of basketball for Lon Kruger and Sherry Cole's team. We thank you for watching, folks, and we hope you'll join us next week for Sooner Sports Talk. Enjoy the basketball. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.